escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I got the things that men think are overrated. Now, let's see if you guys agree on some of these. For example, a girl who watches sports just because, you know, she thinks that he wants her to watch sports. Now, they say if she likes football, that's great. He's on board with that. But if she's just watching it because she thinks a guy wants her to, it's a waste of time. Guy says he appreciates the effort, but in that case, you know, he says he's fine with watching it alone or with his buddies.
I'd rather you go make me some snacks, honey.
Potato.
But you know, I've had a friend that used to do that for her husband, and she ended up falling in love with the sport.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I think it depends on how good you pretend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he is convinced that you like the sport and you're willing to do that, then good for you.
Quite frankly, I think he wished that you felt the same way about rom-coms. Like, you're okay with watching those alone or with your girlfriends.
See, I feel like if one's going to suck it up, you got to suck it up, too. If I'm going to watch football for you, you got to watch my Hallmark and pretend like you don't know the plot.
He's not asking her to watch it. She's just volunteering
to try to bond.
To be fair, I'm there for the snacks. I don't really care about what's happening for the football. I'm eating the snacks.
You know, that's every Super Bowl party I've ever went to. Okay. I just stay in the kitchen the whole time. I don't care about the game.
Speaking of snacks, picnics are overrated according to the guys. Eating outside's great, but men prefer cookouts or eating off the grill. They say if you give him the choice between eating a sandwich out of a wicker basket or a hamburger off a flaming hot grill, he's always going to go with the grill.
But if you in that basket have, like, I don't know, a McDonald's or Burger King, I just don't want to sit on the ground.
Yeah, I'm not a big outdoor eater at all. I just don't like
outdoors.
Fighting with the bugs.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Another note. Bed and breakfast. Guys feel like that's overrated and not comfortable.
Yeah, plus you wake up in a place with, like, if you're lucky, it has a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what do we do all day?
And then you go downstairs and eat with everybody that's staying there.
Oh, yeah, it's not cool.
And some of them you have to share a bathroom.
Oh.
There's like a bathroom within the hall I've seen.
There ain't no bed and breakfast that does that I'm going to.
Uh-uh.
No.
And then finally, they say men think that double dates are overrated.
I disagree with that one.
They say that they're usually a little awkward, and women are the ones that normally set them up, and there's at least, you know, one or two of the friends. Because here's the thing. Here's why they think it's awkward. You are hanging out with a guy that you don't know as much. Like, she has the, you know, she set it up with her girlfriend, and you're going out with a guy. Normally, the guys are the ones who are more strangers than the girls are.
I feel like most double dates, you know both people or you get to know them well enough.
Yeah.
It's just less you have to come up with to talk about.
But how many times you're going like, hey, Rex, you want to go out on a double date and I'll get the girls together and we'll just go out on a double date? You don't hear that.
Guys do that. But if we women are trying to do that, then it's like, y'all be friends. Go be friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to get y'all to be friends, too, so that we can all four be friends.
None of my buddies would ever go, like, hey, let's go out on a double date.
Oh, they probably went out on their own. They just don't invite you.
Yeah,
no,
could be.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Get your heebie-jeebies out, because I'm going to creep you out for this story. It creeped me out. I'm going to share with you guys.
I need to be creeped.
There's a family in Kansas that lived in a home with over 2,000 brown recluse spiders in the house for 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
They lived in the house. They noticed spiders quite often, but they didn't pay that much attention to them. Until one day they decided to check because they had seen a news article about brown recluse spiders, and it turned out that that is, in fact, what they had an infestation of.
Oh.
Now, the reason we know there were over 2,000 is this isn't just some random number. They actually, once they reported this, the authorities, they sent in scientists to their home.
Oh.
They used sticky traps, all kinds of different ways to catch these spiders. And they literally counted out 1,996 spiders in varying size. Mm. I think they had, it ended up being 2,055 total, different sizes. I think 1,179 of them were captured manually, 1,200 from sticky traps. There were 323 large spiders and 255 medium spiders, which were all big enough to bite.
Well, it's kind of like the saying, out of sight, out of mind. You just don't want to think about all the creepy, crawly things that's in your house. I had plenty.
Okay, you've not had brown recluse infestation of 2,000 poisonous spiders.
I've had snakes and stuff in my crawl space before.
Okay, that is not the same thing.
And those creepy little millipede-looking things that come out into your bathroom that's got all the little legs going on, like all those.
Have you not seen what a brown recluse does when it bites people?
It's not a comparison here. That's creepy, crawly things is what we're talking about. It's like anything, all that stuff that's inside your walls and stuff of your house.
Shut it.
Yes.
True, but the venom of brown recluse, isn't that the one that actually melts your skin away?
Yes, it causes necrosis on your skin. And it
can kill you. Yeah.
I mean, that's different. They had 2,000 of these spiders in their house.
I mean, they're all icky.
And 2,000 also, you ain't got 2,000 of anything in your house.
Well, who let it get that bad, and why didn't they move out for a while and have it bombed?
Well, it was an older house. So it was, that's why it got so bad. And
in an older house.
Okay. So, and here's the story on that. I actually saw this. The brown recluse is long lived, can survive for many months without feeding, and the females only have to mate once to create an infestation.
Oh.
Think about how many spiders they lay the eggs when they do.
Poor woman.
Yes.
But once. We had a friend of ours in Tennessee, he got bit by that brown recluse. Remember Buck Naked?
Yep.
Excuse me?
That was his name, Buck.
How about I? Where did he get bit?
Here's what's amazing. In 5 years, they had never been bit by one.
Oh. He was a traffic guy. Yeah. But he's in the hospital for a week after getting bit by a brown recluse.
A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine called. She goes, I have this spider in my garage. And I said, well, what does it look like? She goes, it's got a red mark on its...
know what that is.
I thought it was on the back. Black Widow. I thought the red mark was on their back.
No, it's on their belly.
Their stomach.
Yeah.
So I had to go kill it for her. She wouldn't kill it.
Wow. I mean, so get a sticker of our board and just whack it.
Where it was, you couldn't do that.
So. I got you. We get them in our garage all the time. Uh-uh. I don't know what it is about this area, but there's like they go in the corner of the garage.
Yep, that's where it was.
I just stay out of there.
Don't tell me that because that's where all my junk is. So now I'm scared to move all that crap because there are going to
be
spiders back there.
Wear gloves, but check the inside of the glove first.
Oh, my gosh. I never. I don't like this.
Well, yeah, and have you ever done that? Like put your shoe on and have like a bug in your shoe?
No. No, I will always, if it's shoes I haven't worn in a while, I will always
I shake them
and I'll try to look up in
Dude,
there.
Dude, I whack them so hard on the ground. If there's a bug in there, it's dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat the heck out of my shoes.
Oh, imagine the light and you look in there and there's all those little beady eyes looking back at you.
Yeah. 2,000 brown recluses.
I'm never taking my shoes off again.
Well, you know what? I have my work Crocs and stuff that I keep out in the garage because I get all muddy.
But you shouldn't put them out in the garage.
I know. Dang. I learned that the hard way.
Well, they say this is probably worst case scenario is to live in a house that attracted scientific researchers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good sign at all. Mm-hmm. When they have people show up in white hazmat suits to your home, you know something bad's going on.
That for sale sign would be right up.
Yeah. That'd be hard to sell.
Yeah, true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We got into an interesting discussion not too long ago on the program about whether you would rather lose your wallet or your phone. And most people said they would rather lose their phone because they could re-bring it in from the cloud. But they also asked people if they would dig down into a porta potty and get their phone out. And over half of the people said they would.
Ugh.
Now, this got us into a big discussion about it. And it reminded us of a torture Tuesday that we had Cato do years ago.
Uh-huh.
We sent him out and had him drop his phone into a toilet. And then he would go and ask people if they would get it out for him because he was too germaphobic to pull it out himself. You would not believe the responses we got on this. It was so funny. We're going to do that, bring it out in honor of this news story today. You have to listen to the way people helped him.
Yeah, it's right near 85.
All right, let's go into the bathroom, drop the phone in the toilet there, and then run outside and dramatically announce it to the whole restaurant and repeat it. Just yell to the whole restaurant, can someone please help me? I've dropped my phone in the toilet.
Okay. Here I go into the bathroom. Somebody's in the stall.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Is there only one stall?
Yes.
Oh, my. So you've got to wait for them to finish. Hey, ask them not to flush when they're done. Just tell them, say, hey, would you mind not flushing when you get done? Did they flush already?
No, I walked out.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't go in after it for $20. That was, I would normally, though.
Oh, so you're saying if is it bad in there?
I didn't know anyone was in there. I had to look down and look at the feet.
Well, go back in and ask if they're going to be long.
All right. Hey, man, you going to be a long time? All right. You know what? If I was the one sitting there, I wouldn't say a word.
Go back in there and say, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you, but I really got to go.
Do you want me to do that? All right.
See, guys don't mind. They'll just have a conversation.
No, I hate to disturb you, man. I just got to go. Hey. I'll wait out here. He's finishing up, so I guess he didn't want to say anything else. I could hear him doing the business.
Now, are you standing outside the bathroom?
Yeah, I walked outside. It's real small. He's washing his hand. I heard some water running just now.
Okay, so he's almost done. All right, so.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Cato, drop the phone in and come running out into the main room and just yelling out, oh, my God, I need some help in here. Is it, it smell bad?
Yep. I guess the door was blocking it. I don't know.
Drop the phone.
All right, here it goes. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going right out.
All right.
I need some help. I just dropped my cell phone in the toilet. Can I get some help? Out of the toilet. I just dropped it. I was just about to sit down. Can I? Nobody can get it out? No, it's still, he's still sitting there. It's lit up. I guess the call's still there.
Tell her it's a floater.
It's. Nobody, you know, somebody help me out. I give somebody $10 to get that phone out of the toilet for me. I don't want to stick my hand in the toilet. Nobody's helping me. Why is everybody laughing at me? Are they? Just my toilet. Can I get somebody help me get it out?
I don't know.
Yeah. A bungee cord.
Yeah,
tell her you can't do it yourself.
I don't want to do it myself. It's kind of nasty. Can you help me out? I don't want to stop up the toilet.
Excuse me, is there any sugar out here? You never talk about coffee. There's no sugar. You know what I'm saying?
There's never any sugar?
I can play the damn manager.
Can you help me get my cell phone out of the toilet?
No, I don't think so.
He found Boomhauer from...
No, I'm not on crack. I got $10. I got $10. Somebody wants to get it out for me.
I don't think you're going to be any good anyway.
$10 will do you any good? I don't want it. Nobody's.
$20, Cato.
I'll get somebody $20 to get the phone out for me. I'm just a germaphobe person.
Yeah, I'll be in a minute.
Cell phone in the toilet.
All I have to do is take the flush and go by your nose.
I'm just a germaphobe. I don't like. No, it is.
What's your name?
My name is Anthony.
Hold on, here, I'll help out there.
You gonna help out? You gonna touch the cell phone? Are you able to come and look at it?
Cato, tell them it's important that they get it out quick.
It's probably going to ruin. See, man, is it lit up still? I probably lost my call. You just grab it. You see what I'm talking about, man? You got it. Yeah. Do I owe you anything for that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe it all. I appreciate that, man. I didn't know what I was going to do. I hope I didn't lost my call yet.
Probably
didn't
look good.
No, it don't look like it might be good. I mean, I appreciate it. He didn't even charge me for it.
Just reached in and grabbed it?
Yeah, he reached in here, sitting right there. I'm going to wipe it off. Thank you so much. Oh, you going to wrap it up for me? You good. Let me go show them at McDonald's. Because they should see my phone.
Cato, you got to walk back out and hold the phone up dripping and tell everyone, look, he got it for me.
He got it for me. He reached in and grabbed it for me. Yeah, look at that. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate it.
The people will dig your phone out of the toilet for you and won't even make you pay them.
Talk about Southern hospitality, man.
It's really Southern hospitality. All right, that's Torch Tuesday this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We know making a new friend as an adult is actually harder than when you're a kid. Sometimes, you know, you're an adult, you're sitting there like, man, you should make a friend. Here's what you need to do, according to research. Just sing a song.
What?
Sing a song, yeah. I mean, you know what? You're out in public, you see somebody, you're like, let's sing together. You want to sing a song?
So far, it sounds like the stupidest thing you've said all morning.
Well, give me time.
I'm curious to how this is going to make sense.
So, like, when you're in a restaurant, you hear the server singing happy birthday to someone, jump up and sing with
might
them.
As well.
Might as well.
Hey, honestly, you know what? While the song's been playing this morning, Tori's been singing. Cato's always singing.
Mm-hmm.
So, they say making a new friend is kind of hard.
And we're all friends.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like it, don't
She's
it?
She's making me angry this morning.
According to science... here's what you do. Singing gives one a massive hit of feel-good endorphins.
I agree.
So you feel good after you sing, which means that we feel bonded to those that we are singing with or singing around. Sometimes it could get on your nerves, though, if you don't like the person's song or their singing. But that's according to science. They call it the icebreaker effect. It seems that when you, go sing with someone once a week, you know, maybe it's your family as you sing in church or something. You got a lot of community there that's singing together and that bonds you. Maybe karaoke. You know, you go out with your friends. Let's go do some karaoke. You're going to be tighter with those friends. What else? They say singing together, this ramps up that sense of belonging with everybody. So if you want to make more friends, you sing together with them. I got a buddy that does a barbershop quartet. He's on Facebook.
Wow, yeah. That's interesting, because when I am out shopping and they play a song that I like over the speaker and I start singing, I don't really make friends. I get some weird looks instead.
Yeah, I know.
Same when I'm in my car.
Yeah.
I'll sing going down 385, and as soon as I get to a traffic light in downtown, people are looking over at me going, is he okay?
Isn't that the best when you're like, oh, baby, get in the left lane, baby.
But it gives you this hit, this feel-good of endorphins. And so when you do it together, it could be when you are singing happy birthday out at a restaurant or something. Or maybe, you know, you hear the song, like, what's a good sing-along that everybody could feel good singing together?
Back streets, back, all
no,
right.
No.
Why is that not good? Everyone knows that one.
I don't know all the words to that one.
Wait, now I'm drawing a blank.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Come on, Kato.
Hey, you're sitting over there like a nut on a log. That is Tom's job here on the show.
That's cold in here. My hands are in my pocket right now.
Come on, Tom, sing. No, if you're happy and you know it. It's according to science.
No, you're not even telling us anything practical. I don't understand how you
It doesn't have to be practical.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
Yeah. Singing gives one a massive hit of feel-good endorphins, and when you do it together, you feel bonded. That's all they found out with this science.
So you're not clapping your hands?
I'm not. This seems pointless to me.
We don't even have to have that song with Tom. We know what mood he's in.
But think about when you're at a ball game and they're doing Sweet Caroline.
But you don't become friends with those people.
You don't know.
You
really don't.
Do.
You leave the game and you don't ever see him again.
You never make friends with the people sitting next to you?
Not like after the game's over.
How many times you had a concert? A stranger. Okay, now we're not, you may not be like, you know, a lifelong friend, Tom.
It doesn't sound like you're a 5-minute long friend.
It might be a friend in the moment. How many times you had a concert, everybody's singing the song, you look over to some person that you got, you know, you bought tickets by, they're singing along, they start smiling with you and you feel that bond.
You do that point. You're like, your turn.
That has never happened to me at a concert.
Well, Tom, honestly.
Unless they're loud and off key, then it becomes annoying.
But it's still fun. It's fun. It is fun when everybody's singing at the concert.
I'm an idiot. And you know what? Even if it's just a seventh inning friend or a one hit at a concert friend, it's one more friend that we all need.
Yeah, exactly.
You need it.
I don't want it.
We can tell.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.